It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, in this section of Scripture in John chapter 7, we find Jesus teaching in the temple. There were people there. Some of them had wanted to kill him. Some of them wondered why he wasn't dead. And you have the Pharisees who didn't believe in him. They were the religious leaders of the day. People looked up to them. Jesus was there and he was telling people the way it was. He said that if you really knew who I was, you wouldn't be trying to kill me. You wouldn't be disbelieving what I had to say. You need to understand that I am from the Father. Verse 37, in the last day, this is John 7, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Remember the woman at the well, how that she came to draw water out of that well. And Jesus told her, he said, I can give you water, and you'll never thirst again. Now, he wasn't talking about physical water. He was talking about eternal life. He was talking about having a thirst that would be quenched. Every person in this world has a thirst. Some of them don't even realize it. They're missing something in life, and they don't know what it is, but it's that. It's missing the thing that Jesus wants to give everybody, and that's the water of life, eternal life. And that eternal life comes through him. Well, he stood up, and if any man thirst, let him come unto me, that he said, and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Remember, he told the woman at the well, you'll never thirst again once you receive what I have for you. And that what he had for her was eternal life. The water of life he was offering to this woman. And he's offering that here as he's speaking in the temple to these people. Verse 38, once again, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, we know that the New Testament was not finished at this time, but the New Testament goes along with the Old Testament, and it talks about, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the New Testament, Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. It's taught throughout the whole scripture, the whole Bible. It's taught that Jesus Christ is the Savior. He is God. And he said in verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. And remember, I remind you that Jesus had told the apostles, I'm going to go away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send another comforter. And of course, we know that comforter is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came in his fullness on the day of Pentecost. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts how that there was 120 people in an upper room, in the upper room, and the Holy Spirit came that day. And like a mighty wind that filled the room, and it was like tongues of fire that sat upon each of them. That wasn't fire. It wasn't something to burn them up, but it was something to give them a burning within their soul. And that burning was the Holy Spirit of God. You and I today, we have the Holy Spirit, and we need to let that burning fire of the Holy Spirit so it be in us that we cannot bear not to give out the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is with us, and we have God with us today, and we need to be telling others about Jesus Christ. Verse 39, once again, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. When the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, he came with power. Peter preached a great message on Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, and over 3,000 people got saved that day because the Holy Spirit had empowered him to stand and proclaim the Word of God, and how that Jesus Christ was taken and crucified, how that he was buried, and how that he was resurrected on that third day. And because he was resurrected, because he's alive, people can live. Peter told these people that. And God, throughout His whole Word, tells people about Jesus Christ. It's about Jesus. And once Jesus is believed upon, He says, "You believe on Me, as the Scripture hath said, out of His belly shall flow rivers of living water." Well, Jesus Christ wants to save everybody. But it's sad that everybody will not be saved. Now, many will be saved. I believe personally that there's going to be more people in heaven than in hell. I believe if there were more people in hell, then that would mean that the devil was more powerful than God. And I do not believe that. I believe that there's going to be many more people in heaven because Jesus Christ is more powerful than the devil. And He came to seek and to save those who were lost. And one of these days, the devil and his workers will be cast into the lake of fire, where they'll be tormented day and night. Now, I know that there's some people alive today and people who have died before this day. Some have said, "Well, if I go to hell, I'm going to have a lot of company." Well, you're going to have a lot of company if you die without Jesus Christ. You're going to be in hell, but that company's not going to do you any good. That company that you're going to be with is not only human beings who were cast there because they refused Jesus Christ, but you're going to have all the demons of hell there with you. And the Bible tells us that that people will be, they're going to be tormented day and night in the fire that shall never be quenched. So I submit to you today that you need to know Jesus as your Savior so you will not go to the lake of fire. God wants to save you. And that's what Jesus is trying to tell these people in John chapter 7. They need to be saved. They need to receive Him as Lord and Savior. Well, notice verse 40 of John 7. Now it says, "Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, this is the prophet." Some people recognized Him as a prophet at this point. They recognized Him as one who had authority. But others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?" So there was a division among the people because of Him. And we know that Jesus' lineage actually was through the line of David, and that He was the one who would sit upon the throne. The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ will be upon the throne, and this is the throne of David that God had said that Jesus would sit upon, the throne of David. And verse 42 says, "Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was?" These people were confused. They did not realize that Jesus actually came exactly from where He was supposed to come from. And verse 44 says, "And some of them would have taken Him, but no man laid hands on Him." You see, some people believed. They had trusted Jesus. Others wanted to kill Him. And it's the same thing today. There are people who love Jesus today, and I pray you're one of those people. There's people who love Him, and there's people who want to kill Him. Those people who do not respect Jesus Christ even today. All we've got to do is look around and see the things going on in our world. And we look around, and it gets a little closer to home, and we see the things around us that's just not right, where people continually refuse to do what's right. They've turned their backs on God. They do not respect God. And once again, you and I, we need to bring respect to God to the people. In other words, we need to let people know that we respect God, that we stand up for God, we stand up for what's right. That doesn't make us better than anyone else, just better off, because one day we're going to see Jesus Christ personally because we've trusted Him as our Lord and Savior. Stand up for the Lord and let people know that you know Him as Lord and Savior. Well, verse 44 said again, "And some of them would have taken Him, but no man laid hands on Him." See, once again, it was not His time. It was not time for Jesus to go to the cross. It was not time for Jesus to be killed. There was one way that He was going to die, and that was on the cross of Calvary, where He would lay down His life for the whole world. Verse 45 says, "Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have you not brought Him?" How come you haven't brought Jesus? How come you haven't taken Him? Verse 46, "The officers answered, Never man spake like this man." Even the soldiers recognized there was a difference in this man, Jesus. And several people recognized that, and they got saved right there. They got saved when Jesus had spoken. And people get saved today when the word of God goes out. Verse 47, "Then answered them the Pharisees, 'Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people, who knoweth not the law, are cursed.' Nicodemus saith unto them," he that came to Jesus by night being one of them. In other words, this is Nicodemus who came by night to Jesus. Remember, Jesus in John 3 said you must be born again to Nicodemus. And verse 51 says, "Doth not our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth?" Now this is Nicodemus saying, are you going to judge this man before you even know who he is, or before you even hear what he has to say, before you receive any kind of testimony in his defense? They answered and said unto him, "Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet." And every man went unto his own house. See, they discredited Nicodemus here. They put him down because he was standing up for our Lord. He was standing up for Jesus Christ. And they were trying to tell Nicodemus that he didn't understand the scriptures. Verse 52 once again said, "They answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet." They said, are you just like him? Are you one of his? Are you like him? This reminds me of Peter, who was standing around as Jesus was being tried in the judgment hall just before his crucifixion. And people said, are you one of his? You sound like it. You sound like a Galilean. You sound like you're from the same area. Are you one of his? Of course, Peter denied that he was. Peter denied. He came out and said, I am not. Well, I look at Nicodemus here, and he did not deny that he was one of Jesus' disciples. I believe Nicodemus got saved. Well, old Peter, as he denied the Lord, remember, the cock crowed, and he remembered. Peter remembered what the Lord said. He says, before the cock crow, you'll deny me thrice. And then the Bible says that he wept bitterly. And especially, I believe, when the Lord looked at him, the Bible says that the Lord looked and saw Peter, and Peter saw him. And I believe that Peter realized that he had done wrong. And once again, God can use any of us. God can use the weakest. He can use the strongest. And he can use the person who's turned his back on him. That person needs to come back to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. I've done wrong, and I want to be used. I want to be someone who stands up for you, Lord. God can use you if you have turned your back on the Lord. He can use you. Don't stay down, but get up. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Peter confessed his sin. What is worse, denying the Lord or simply turning your back on him? Well, they're both wrong. But if God could forgive Peter, now Peter was already on his way to heaven, but if God could forgive him and still use him, and over 3,000 people on the day of Pentecost got saved, he can use you. You've turned your back on him. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Serve God. Serve him today from this point on.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.